Hi, this is Bill Koenig at the Spy Command, and here's something to do with how China has evolved in popular entertainment. Here goes. The Spy Hards podcast recently had an episode reviewing the 1969 movie The Chairman, where Gregory Peck goes into China on a mission. During the episode, there was a discussion concerning Mao Zedong and how he ranked with real-life figures such as Hitler and Stalin. This post won't make a judgment, but in the 1960s into the 1970s, Mao was viewed as a really, really bad guy. This showed up in popular entertainment. Example 1, The Manchurian Candidate, 1962. This movie, based on a Richard Condon novel, details a joint Chinese-Russian plot to assassinate a U.S. presidential candidate. The lead Chinese operative was played by Kai Di. Born 1910, died 1991, who has brainwashed U.S. soldiers during the Korean War. One of them, Lawrence Harvey, will ultimately pull the trigger. Real life, 1965. In real life, the U.S. still didn't recognize the communist government of China until the end of the 1970s. It was extremely difficult for American reporters to get into China. On the July 5th, 1965 installment of To Tell the Truth, during Game 2, a Canadian-born reporter for a U.S. outlet described her experiences in China. Hawaii Five-O Pilot, 1968. Five-O debuted as a two-hour TV movie in September 1968. Written and produced by Leonard Freeman, the show introduced Wo Fat, Kai Di again, as the arch-villain who would bedevil Steve McGarrett, Jack Lord, for the next dozen years. Y5O Presenting in the Center Ring Murder, 1974. In the early 1970s, the U.S. had begun to normalize relations with China. So what to do with Wo Fat? In this episode, the villain has gone independent and is plotting to kill a high-ranking Chinese government official because Wo Fat believes the leadership of the country is too weak toward the Americans. That's it. This is Bill Koenig at the Spy Command. Thank you very much for listening.